Have you seen Chuck Norris lately? He's still kicking butt and staying active well into his 80s. What's even more shocking is he looks more jacked than ever and seems to have more energy than guys half his age. And it's all thanks to Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix with water, stir, and enjoy. Unlike other green drinks out there, this one tastes exactly like strawberry lemonade and has hundreds of five-star reviews. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 for up to 44% off your regular priced order. Plus, every purchase is backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, a boost of energy, and just an overall healthier body, then go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Results can vary.
This message comes from our sponsor, Teladoc Health. There are lots of reasons for wanting to be healthy. Family, work, living a fuller life. Teladoc Health understands. Whether you have diabetes, high blood pressure, or just need to manage your weight, Teladoc Health can help. Visit teladochealth.com/whatsyourwhy for more information. That's TELADOC Health/whatsyourwhy.
In Tennessee, a missing woman is found alive after climbing up a riverbank in what police are calling a miracle. In California, the father of missing 15-year-old Allison Cho is arrested after she is found outside of a news station. And in New York, a mass shooting leaves one dead and several injured. These stories and more coming at you today, Wednesday, July 31st on Real Life Real Crime Daily. And I'm Jim Chapman.
I'm Woody Overton.
And I'm addicted to the Olympics.
Yes.
Let me ask you something.
It's Wednesday.
It is Wednesday, and I got a question for you. If you were in the Olympics, what event would you want to do in the Olympics if you could pick one?
I wish my high school would have had a swim team.
Yeah.
Because I would have done.
I bet you would have been a hell of a swimmer.
Phelps shit.
Come on.
I was fast as fuck.
Really?
And then that one, but you know.
Them suckers are jacked, too, them swimmers.
What I like now is the shooting. I'd like to do that.
Yeah. I think I'd like to do the luge.
The Jamaican bobsled team.
Ooh, yes.
I'd like to do that big fucking ski jump of the ABC
Always.
The feet.
You spread your legs apart. Yeah, those guys are crazy, dude.
That
ain't for me. But anyway, I'm enjoying I love seeing people compete and pull out their best.
The Olympics are cool, man. People work their whole lives. You see the open, well, we won't talk about all the bullshit on open ceremonies, but when the boats come in, like, I get countries I never even heard of before.
Oh, yeah. Like, they got like two athletes.
Two people, and one of them had three, and one of them had five. I'm like, hey, who the fuck is these people? I never even heard of this.
They happy as hell to be there, too.
They happy.
Good for them.
And enjoying themselves.
That's right.
Rightfully so. And it's all good, I guess.
What's up?
So,
have you ever been to Paris?
I have not been to Paris, and I don't want to offend the French people and tell you why, but I am going to go to Normandy and the D-Day beaches and all that. But I will be making a wide circle around Paris.
Oh wow!
But I've been to Germany, I've been to Switzerland, I've been to Italy, England.
Wow,
most places. But
that's pretty awesome.
Not France.
Well, we're gonna bring you back closer to home with this first story. Actually, Nashville, which I have been to. And a young lady by the name of Alexandra Chimmel emerged from a bank along the Cumberland River, which is the same river where the body of University of Missouri student Riley Strain was found. We reported on that initially. A woman from New Jersey who went missing in Nashville was found alive after authorities say she emerged from an embankment at the river. The Metro Nashville Police Department posted on X that they had found Alexandria Chimmel, who is 33. She was visiting Nashville from New Jersey. It seems like they get a lot of these people missing that are visiting other areas. Right. She became separated from her friend at 3rd and Broadway before 2 a.m. and was reported missing at 3:42 a.m. Right. Another one of these, you know, going out partying, drinking a little bit too much, and all of a sudden nobody knows where you're at. Right. She was last seen on downtown cameras at 1st and Woodland. Then at 10:04 a.m. on the same day, the police department shared another X post saying that Chimmel was located, and they had a photo of Chimmel who appeared barefoot. She emerged from the riverbank and is talking with our investigative team. She did not sustain any serious injuries and was taken to the hospital for evaluation. We are not releasing patient information, so we're not going to give you a status on that. They said her shoes were discovered along with drops of blood on the sidewalk. Apparently, she had made a phone call to her mom, which made her mom believe she was in distress. Police were able to ping Chimmel's phone with the help of her mother. As authorities were searching, an officer, he sees her right there coming out of the embankment. He observed her actually climbing up another part of the riverbank, and she appeared to be fine. They're saying it's a true miracle to find her, adding that according to her, she didn't even know how she found herself in the river. Mm-hmm. The Cumberland River, of course, as I mentioned, was where the body of Riley Strain was found. Keep an eye on your friends, people, when you go out.
We had several stories about people that were going missing in that area.
Yes.
Like, kind of like the Lady Bird Lake thing in Austin. But Broad is it's a big party scene. It's like Bourbon Street, but cleaner and all that. But,
oh, yeah. Nash Vegas, they call it.
I mean, and I've been pretty fucked up, but I haven't been so fucked up I ended up in the river.
Thank you. The last thing on my mind is I think I want to go swimming.
Right, right.
You know, I'm drinking. That's the last thing on my mind.
She didn't have anything on her mind, right? But at least she's alive. But I wonder where the blood came from.
Who knows? She stubbed her toe or something. I'm going to tell you what.
They need to put some fucking cameras up.
It's concerning. Yeah. 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 They need them everywhere along that river, sounds like.
Yeah. Well, I guess. I don't know, bro. I don't know. So many people, thousands and thousands of people go there to party and have a good time.
Party right there on Broadway they're talking about before, and it's fun. But after Riley Strain's incident, of course, when she was reported missing, that was the first thing everybody thought was, "Oh no, they're going to find her in the river." Right. Sure enough, she was in there, but she survived, thankfully.
Yeah, well, it's a miracle. So let's go to New York, Rochester, New York, and one person is dead. And at least six others are injured after shots were fired at a large gathering on Sunday evening. Now, Rochester Police Department Captain Craig Bellow told reporters that police responded to Maplewood Park at around 6:20 p.m. on Sunday after they got reports that shots were fired during a large gathering. Now, when officers arrived, they discovered multiple people had been shot. And while the investigation is still fluid, Bellow said, one person was fatally shot, while at least six others were suffering from gunshot wounds. It's crazy. Melio said that six individuals were transported to area hospitals, and at least one of the victims is suffering from life-threatening injuries. You shoot six, one's dead already.
Yeah.
Probably one of those six, the odds are it's not good, right?
Right.
So as for the victim who was killed, police only identified the person as an adult in their 20s. And no additional information about the victim was provided as investigators are trying to notify the next of kin. Rochester first reported that several law enforcement agencies responded to the crime scene, including the Irondequoit Police, Monroe County Sheriff's Office, and Rochester Police and the New York State Police. Now, and of course, police encourage anyone with videos or photos of the incident, which somebody's got them, to contact investigators through the Major Crime Unit or Crime Stoppers, right? Just crazy. Another mass shooting, and it just goes on and on. But let me back it up with one more. and tell you about the map. I mean, it's every day. Give me 1 second.
Well, I'll tell you this. You know, there used to be an issue several years back where they were having shootings in movie theaters. Chris Rock actually did a famous line on one of his comedy tours where he said, you know, never have I sat down to watch a movie and I think I want to bust a cap up in here.
Yeah, right.
But it was so prevalent.
It happened in Lafayette, Louisiana.
Yes, I remember.
They killed several. I mean, it's just stupid. I was going to tell you about another one in another mass shooting in Kentucky. It killed 4 and, you know, more people were shot and the victims are fighting for their lives. And this happened on Saturday, right?
Yeah.
In Florence, Kentucky. So just
Florence, Kentucky.
It just goes on.
Heard of it.
But I mean, every day, where in the fuck is the respect for life and
doesn't
what's
going to
happen when you pull that trigger and what have you? It just doesn't even work anymore.
Yeah. No. And look, the next story we're going to get into probably would qualify for the strangest story of the week. And something not many people saw coming. This case in particular has been all over social media and TikTok and you name it. And this result really shocked a lot of people. The father of a 15-year-old girl whose missing persons case made national headlines has been arrested and faces possible charges of child abduction, conspiracy, and falsifying a police report. On Friday, the Monterey Park Police Department, that's in California, announced that Jeffrey Chow was arrested following an extensive investigation. Chow's daughter, Allison, was reported missing on July 16th after she left her father's house. A missing person case was launched after she did not arrive at her aunt's home in San Gabriel, which is about 3 miles away. That prompted a widespread city-spanning search for the teenager, which included volunteers sweeping neighborhoods, handing out missing person flyers, and multiple media appearances, statements, and tearful pleas from her mother, Annie Chow. Allison ultimately was found safe just this past Tuesday after she was found outside the gates of a news station. Since then, questions have emerged about the true nature of the teen's disappearance.
Right.
Allison's parents are divorced, and that has led to speculation that her alleged disappearance was a product of a custody dispute. Andy Chow was awarded sole physical custody over Allison in the interest of her mental health and well-being, that according to an attorney who was appointed. Videos posted on social media purportedly show police at the home of Jeffrey Chow urging Allison to come with them, with a distraught female voice in the background refusing. The video was allegedly filmed by Allison the day before she was reported missing. In a statement released earlier this week, Robinson made a note of several social media posts which she calls misleading and inaccurate. The posts are rife with misrepresentations, etc., which you would expect his lawyer to say.
Right.
And so after Allison was located safe, her mother released a statement in which she reiterated Robinson's previous comments regarding the social media post, which she said contained speculation. There's a great deal of misinformation that has been posted online. Annie Chow said, if you wish to help Allison, you will stop posting about this matter. She continued in her statement describing her daughter as a young girl that had her feelings about her parents' divorce that were complicated. So her mom seems to lead people from her statement, you would think she was saying that the girl ran away.
Right.
Friday afternoon, an attorney representing Jeffrey Chow released a statement which he denied his client had any involvement in his daughter's disappearance. So this is kind of a major breaking thing. But the fact that they arrested him,
it's crazy.
You know, right? What's up with that?
I don't know, but you go back to it. He got sole custody.
The mom, Annie.
No, but in the beginning, I thought you said he got sole custody.
Mm-mm, her.
Okay, my bad. I was thinking, boy, she had to really be a fuck up to, for them to take the kid away from the mom, right?
Yeah.
And so she had got it. And then
he must have just had her over at the house or whatever for the afternoon, and she shows up missing.
Crazy, bro. I mean, of course, anytime you get your kids involved and stuff like that, it just shit just goes whack. And emotions so high and everything else. I mean,
we'll keep you posted on it.
Keep you posted on it. I mean, at least she's alive, right?
That's right.
All right. Well, you know, everybody has a right to a bond. Right. And people don't understand that. They say that unless they can prove their continuous threat. Like the one guy was in the courtroom and I was sitting in the jury box and he was chained, you know, to another inmate. They're all sitting on the front row and he's there for a bond reduction hearing. Right. Mm. So you get arrested, whatever. Like if it's a felony charge, you don't see the judge, it's automatic. $25,000 per charge, right?
Yeah.
So he's arrested, can't make any kind of bond. He's in there for however long, and then they'll finally bring you back a couple months later and be like, look, he's got a burglary charge. He's been in, basically, Paris tired of feeding this motherfucker. You know, can he lower his bonds so he can get out?
Yeah. Right?
But then he started masturbating in the courtroom.
What? I didn't expect you to say that.
It's on one of my Patreon episodes, and a swamp donkey and all that. But anyway, so the judge was able to say, you know what? And the judge was so fucking mad. I went up to the bench and interrupted the whole court. He's in the middle of talking to someone, but the guy was masturbating through his jumpsuit, at the ADA, the female. And I happened to look at her, and her eyes were that big. And she looked at me, and she looked at him, and I looked at him, and he's smoking it. Like, I was like, holy fuck. I ran over and grabbed it. And the dude who was cuffed, he was like trying to get him, you know, leaning over as far as he could. He knew he's, you know, about to be in trouble.
Yeah. So
he slammed him out of the courtroom, slammed in the hallway, and go back in there. I told the judge, I said, and he said, well, I'm in the middle of court. I said, I need to talk to you. And he said, what? And I said, guy was masturbating to the ADA. And he said, and I said that he was jacking off, judge, in your courtroom. He said, he stopped all the court and everything.
Hey,
and
let me be clear.
Short on this guy, he got no bond.
The judge
said, I had to get all the investigation. Yeah, and look, it was long and impressive. But the thing was, the judge had such a red ass and he wanted me to work it up and get all the safes, whatever, and then bring him back in.
Yeah.
So he still had his bond reduction here, right?
Yeah.
The judge is like, fuck you. You get no bond because you're a threat continues to threat to society. And people understand that even, you know, like first degree murder cases, you're not going to get a bond. But usually, whatever your charge is, they'll go, the judge is like, okay, we usually give this amount of bond, you know, $500,000, whatever it may be. The bond can be excessive, and they can, you know, get a hearing for the bond being too excessive and all that, drop it back down, whatever, fuck. But let's go out to H-Town again, Houston. Let me tell you about some shenanigans that's been going on, right?
Mm.
And people don't really understand about bonds. And usually a bondsman is 10 to 12% of a cash bond. They say if you have a $100,000 bond, you got to give the bondsman $12,000 cash, and he signs to get your people out of jail. Yeah. And if they don't show up, he's got to pay the $100,000, right?
Or they'll do like a property thing sometimes.
Yeah, well, right? Yeah. They do property bonds. So a lot of times it's a cash bond to stop that. But in Houston, local, state, and federal law enforcement officers arrested 37 people in Harris County. That's Houston. Wednesday morning in a massive operation after a 2-year-long colossal bail bond fraud investigation. And it's according to law enforcement personnel who worked the case.
Mm-hmm.
The scheme allowed violent criminals who normally wouldn't have qualified for bonds to get back out on the streets with relative ease, right? Mm. The arrest came following the federal indictment of 53 individuals. This is what the law enforcement said. They're accused of wire fraud and conspiracy after an investigation exposed alleged fraud within the bail bond industry involving Harris County suspects tied to several recent high-profile cases. So these aren't, you know, you got caught shoplifting, right?
Yeah.
Of those indicted, 50 are already in custody and three are wanted. And it's according to the U.S. Attorney's Office. Tawana Jones, 44, of Houston. Pamela Yoder, 60, of Detroit, Michigan. And Amer Khan, 60, of Pakistan. And those charged are described by law enforcement as employees of the bail company or individuals who obtained fraudulent bonds. The arrest operation started before sunrise across multiple locations, and the suspects were later processed at NRG on Wednesday. Now, federal agents received help from the Houston Police Department, Harris County Sheriff's Deputies, U.S. Marshals, and the Texas Department of Public Safety, basically that's troopers. FBI tactical teams from New Orleans and San Antonio were also involved.
Huh.
Now, the alleged fraud scheme allowed individuals charged in state cases to falsify financial reports related to bail bonds and accuse individuals qualified for bonds they normally wouldn't have, which meant they got released back onto the streets. The indictment alleges 11 individuals of the 53 are charged in Harris County with criminal offenses who obtained bonds based on those falsified documents. And according to the officials, after individuals got arrested, they'd call an employee at the bonding company from jail, and the employee would assess if the defendant could be trusted. The company would then provide them with co-signers if they didn't have any. If they did have co-signers, a lot of times those individuals didn't have jobs. So the employee at the company would provide false financial documents to the co-signer. So basically they're saying they're good to go and they knew they were full of shit.
Yeah.
Eventually the co-signers would come in to sign paperwork with false check stubs, officials said, then submit paperwork to the insurance company, which backed the company's surety bond. Now, believing those documents to be true, the bonds would be approved and the defendant would be let out of jail fraudulently on a bond they shouldn't have attained because their co-signers didn't have proper income to back the bond. And employees of AABLE, Able Bonds, including Mary Brown, 29, and Oscar Wattell, 34, both of Houston, they allegedly recruited the straw co-signers, the fake people, right? And Sheba Merhab, 58, of Missouri City, is charged with affecting persons engaged in the business of insurance. And Merhab allegedly knew Wattell had a criminal felony conviction involving dishonesty while engaging in the business of insurance. And if convicted, each face up to 20 years in federal prison and a possible $250,000 fine for the wire fraud and conspiracy to commit wire fraud. And Muhab could receive up to 5 years and another $250,000 fine. You got to do it in every business. Come on, man.
If people are dieting now more than ever before, why are nearly one in three American adults overweight? Dr. Gundry, who's helped thousands lose weight and feel younger and healthier, says most people are not getting enough fat-burning MCTs from their food. MCTs are a special kind of compound that doesn't turn into fat when you consume it. Instead, it turns into a chemical that breaks down the excess fat in your body.
So getting more MCTs in your diet is like flipping a switch that puts your body in caloric bypass mode, which flushes out excess fat and calories. And Dr. Gundry has created an easy way for you to activate caloric bypass right at home. It's called MCT Wellness. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. What's even better is that it comes in a tasty drink form. It actually tastes good. All you do is add a scoop to water, enjoy, and watch as you start feeling slimmer and more energized.
So if you want to experience a quick, easy, and effective way to melt pounds fast, go to GundryMD.com/RLRC and order right now to get up to 53% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. And again, that's GundryMD.com/RLRC.
Awesome.
All right, good deal.
Hey, everybody, it's Ago. Listen up, especially you ladies over 40. I've got some good news. It's called Hormone Harmony. Hormone Harmony is an all-in-one hormonal balancing solution. It relieves symptoms of menopause. It promotes healthy weight loss and curbs cravings. It improves sleep quality. It reduces bloating and gas. It relieves hot flashes. It can even relieve occasional mood swings, although nothing like that has ever happened in my house. Hormone Harmony isn't just for menopause. Any woman with symptoms of hormonal imbalance should take it, but it's perfect for the horrible menopause symptoms that make you put your life on hold. For a limited time, you can get 15% off on your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use code RLRC at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and code RLRC at checkout for 15% off today.
Let's talk about this for 1 second. If you're going to fucking get somebody in with fake pay stubs, you know that, right?
Right.
And they're coming in. What do you think your chances are that these motherfuckers are going to abscond?
Yeah.
The bad people? I mean, like, they're like, fuck it. I'm going to bullshit money, but they ain't going to get my people for it.
Right.
They didn't pay for it. And these people are hitting their own insurance company up for it.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Look, all kinds. Lucrative.
Brother. All kinds. It don't seem to stop. Just stupidity.
Well, people always will figure out a way to work the system, right?
Exactly. And you're exactly
if it can be manipulated, somebody, some criminal somewhere, not all criminals are dumb.
Absolutely.
And they're going to figure it out.
They're going to figure it out, and guess what? They won't be locked up.
Yeah, that's
they're
right.
They're going to get out.
That's right. Well, we're going to go to Chicago. Got a wild story for you here.
Love my Chicago before got over for fucking ran.
Yeah. Well, a retired Chicago woman has gunned down her grandson's mother, which I guess would be her son's maybe ex-wife, in an upscale New York City neighborhood, just steps from the mayor's home as part of a deadly custody dispute over a four-year-old girl. Then she killed herself as a one-year-old sat in a car seat just steps away.
Oh, Lord.
The NYPD said Friday morning that Marissa Galloway, 46, had been shot in the head and in the back on a Manhattan street by Kathleen Leah, who is 66 years old and the grandmother of Galloway's four-year-old child. What we have on video, police said, was Miss Galloway put the child in the back seat of the car. She is then in the process of putting a stroller in the trunk where she is approached by Miss Leah, who shoots her in the head. And when she's on the ground, she shoots her again in the back.
Jesus.
That from the police chief. The victim of a shocking murder-suicide in New York City's East Side has been identified as a school teacher and former track and field coach at nearby Fordham University, where she graduated in 2001. Police found two pistols at the scene, which played out less than a block from Gracie Mansion, where Mayor Eric Adams lives. Leah dropped one of them after pulling the trigger on herself. So she had a gun on her that she dropped, and then they recovered the other from a tote bag. They also found Galloway's other child, a one-year-old, alive in the back seat of a car nearby. She is not related to Leah. Galloway had just placed a child in a child seat when surveillance video showed Leah approach and open fire, according to authorities. Then Leah shot herself. Galloway and her killer had a history of domestic disputes believed to have stemmed from custody arrangements regarding the four-year-old. She had filed 5 reports and 2 complaints with the NYPD, none of which resulted in an arrest. Leah's son, Kenny Leah, is the four-year-old's father. The killer was a retired probation officer from Chicago who lived on North Park Avenue in the Windy City, but located to the Big Apple 3 years ago. Responding officers found both women with gunshot wounds to the head. Paramedics rushed Galloway to the hospital where she succumbed to her injuries, and Galloway was a former college athlete who returned to her alma mater as a volunteer.
Right back to
we were just talking about shit. This custody with these custody battles.
It's crazy.
And, you know, a 66-year-old woman, you not only kill this lady, but then you kill yourself over a custody dispute. People get so pissed off, they have no limit.
When it comes to those kids and shit, I mean, actually way back, I was a rookie in uniform patrol, and it was a Friday night, and I got a call every Friday and every Sunday. We always had custody disputes. We had to respond and take a report. Somebody didn't bring the kid back, whatever the fuck, right? And it was Friday night, and this dad called in, and he said, I got paperwork, shows this is my weekend to have my kids, my two, and they were young, like 4 or 5 or something like that. And so I met him, and he showed me the paperwork, and he said, my ex didn't bring them to me, and I know she's out partying, and they're at her parents' house, and I want them. I said, well, let's go fucking get them, right? So we went over there and then knocked on the door, and the grandfather comes to the door. I said, you got such and such? He said, yeah, we do. And our daughter brought him over. I said, where is she? She's out with her friends. I said, okay, well, paperwork right here shows that it's his weekend, and he's supposed to have them and give them up. And they were like, what do you mean? I said, if you don't give them up, I'm going to arrest you. And so I got the kids, and they went with the dad. Guess what? That was the wrong fucking thing to do.
Uh-oh.
Oh, Lord, I get in trouble.
Oh.
So even if you have the documents for that signed by a judge, which he did, it was all fucking totally legal.
Yeah.
You can't do that. So you can't, let's say you and I were married and we had a kid and you're supposed to bring them to me on Friday and you don't bring them, even though I have the paperwork showing it, I can make the police report. And then you have to take that to your lawyer. You have to go back to court, and the judge has to find you in violation. I have to take it back to court. The judge has to find you in violation. They can do whatever to you. Holy fuck, I didn't know. I thought
it was I would assume, yes.
Holy shit, about 2 o'clock in the morning, my phone started blowing up, and it was the mama. She'd come home. She was drunk, and the kids weren't there. And she was blowing up the sheriff's office phone. Mr. Curry Foster, God rest his soul, was my chief back in the day. I used to leave my phone on Monday mornings. But anyway, long story short, the next morning, Brian Paul, who's the chief deputy now, he told me, he said, man, you fucking go there and take them kids last night. I said, I did. And he said, bruh, that dude fucking played you. He tried to get me to do it when I was on a shift. And I told him, that's a civil matter. I'll make you a report. You got to go to your attorney and go back to the judge and da-da-da-da. I said, well, fuck, I got it. He said, you're going to get your fucking ass tore up. That's that name. Sure enough, got in there. Mr. Kearney, but that crooked
finger behind the carpet.
On the carpet. First thing Monday morning, he ate my ass. I was 10 pounds lighter when I left. But he did say when I was leaving the door, he used to say this all the time. He said, all right. I mean, he fucking chewed me out. And I said, hey, I did what I thought was right, and blah, blah, blah. But anyway, he said, if you never do anything, you know, if you never get called on the carpet, it means you never do anything.
Right.
Keep doing your job.
You weren't working.
Keep, you know, basically keep fucking up and learning. Don't do it again. So anyway, that's another story.
That's interesting. I didn't know.
Yeah, you don't do that.
Who would have known?
Yeah, don't do that, people. Yeah. All right, let me tell you another story. This is fucking crazy. Across the pond, shit, as Oago would say. So this dad, he gets drunk, right? He's a dad. And he's got a 15-year-old. Well, there's a 15-year-old girl, all right? But this guy's name is Andrew Tyrell. And he repeatedly hit the teenager, the 15-year-old, in the face after she fled into a supermarket in the Netherlands, Middlesbrough, to escape him. The Teesside Crown Court heard. All right, so anyway, y'all hear it. In English, a 15-year-old girl was chased into a supermarket by a drunken dad who then launched a vicious attack. Now, Andrew Terrell repeatedly hit the teenager in the face after she fled into Sainsbury's in the Netherlands to escape him. And they can't name the girl because she's a teenager, so legal reasons, but she has been left scared to leave the house, and this is what prosecutor Emma Atkinson said. The assault took place on November 13th at around 7 p.m. She said the teenager was with a group of friends outside the Fodyke Green store when stranger Terrell approached them. Terrell, who was drunk, began shouting at the teens before an unknown man intervened. Miss Atkinson said he told Terrell to leave them alone and knocked him to the floor. Terrell left, but returned a short time later and attacked the girl. Miss Atkinson said the defendant, I can't say the name, and chased the victim and her group of friends. She went back to the store, and that's when she saw the defendant. She described that when he saw her, he ran at her, and she ran into the shop for help, but he followed her in. He put his hands around her and took her to the floor. The defendant grabbed her by the hair and repeatedly hit her in the face. Now, the girl said he stood over her and had to be pulled off of her by another man. In a victim's impact statement, she read to Corey, what she said. She had to go to the hospital following the incident. And she said, when I'm under extreme stress, my body reacts negatively and I become extremely unwell. Due to the incident, I felt really anxious and stressed. She missed school, and that's probably what he ever did out of school statement, and et cetera. She doesn't feel safe going out in public. So, but on the day of his trial, Terrell, who's 51, originally denied the assault, which caused bodily harm, and changed. But then he changed his plea to guilty. And anyway, he said he's unable to explain this behavior, and he told the court he was punched and knocked unconscious prior to launching the attack on the girl, and he was heavily intoxicated because of the incident that happened. He reacted wrong. God. You got your ass beat, and the girl, and 15-year-old, and you chase her in the store, come back to the store and beat her ass. I don't know, bro. That,
people losing that their mind.
Happened a long time ago. I just was perusing through shit, and I was like, drunk dad beats 15-year-old.
Yeah, well.
Happens around the world.
It happens around the world. And we got another fight.
The Netherlands having. I think they had a lot.
Yeah.
Their boat was big.
Yeah.
The Olympics this year.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
You wouldn't think the Netherlands have a lot of summer.
They had some of the boats look like a little bateau.
One was like a bateau, and one was like, little bitty party barge. And
yeah.
Some of them were big pimp boats.
Oh, yeah, man. United States had a big one.
Do you want to set your child up for success? Is your child struggling with a specific subject or need help with a subject? Is your child ahead, not getting challenged enough in class? IXL Learning is an online learning program that enriches your homeschool curriculum. It offers practice in math, English, language arts, science, and social studies while adapting to each child, meeting them where they are. Plus, IXL encourages students to be curious, empowers them how to choose to learn. Now, Cindy used IXL in the classroom as a teacher and now uses it to homeschool our youngest son in the 9th grade. The videos are what she finds that benefits him most in math because he's a very visual learner. The perfect supplement to your homeschool curriculum, IXL offers interactive practice problems, educational game lessons, and video tutorials for every topic you're teaching at home. It's easy to use, time-saving, and everything on IXL is organized by grade, subject, topic, and subtopic, making it simple to find activities for the exact skills you're covering. Instant grading, helpful progress reporting, IXL offers instant feedback and explanations of new topics as kids use the program. Flexible and personalized. Kids can explore any topic in any grade level. They aren't forced into a single learning path like they are on other programs. If you're homeschooling your child because they were falling behind or because they were too far ahead, IXL is a great program to help them get the exact support they need. It's fun for kids, and kids love IXL's positive feedback, awards, and educational games. And it's trustworthy. IXL is trusted by 15 million students worldwide and has proven to improve performance in over 75 scientific research studies. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And Real Life Real Crime listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com/RLRC. So visit IXL.com/RLRC to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price. We use it on our son, WL. It's an amazing product, y'all. You can thank me later.
If people are dieting now more than ever before, then why are nearly 1 in 3 American adults overweight? Dr. Gundry, who's helped thousands lose weight and feel younger and healthier than ever, says most people are not getting enough fat-burning MCTs from their food. MCTs are a special kind of compound that instead of turning into fat when you consume it, turns into ketones, which is a chemical that breaks down the excess fat in your body. So, by getting more MCTs in your diet, you essentially flip a switch that puts your body in caloric bypass mode, which can flush out excess fat and calories. And he's created an easy way for you to activate caloric bypass right at home. It's called MCT Wellness. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. What's even better is that it's a delicious drink. I love how incredible it tastes. All you do is add a scoop to water, enjoy, and watch as you start feeling slimmer and more energized. So, if you want to experience a quick, easy, and effective way to melt pounds fast, go to GundryMD.com/energy and order right now to get up to 53% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's GundryMD.com/energy.
Yes.
All right, so we're going to go. I'm going to tell you about another little fight. And before I get into this one, you know, when I got married, I didn't have anything to offer except for a lot of hard work, right, Woody Everton. Right. That's all I could give Miss Wendy Chapman. And so I had to earn it. But one thing that was definitely not on my mind was getting her to sign a prenup. I didn't have anything, you know, anyway.
Let me tell you something. I think about that from time to time, prenup shit.
Mm-hmm.
You got to have some really big balls.
Or just a boatload of money.
A lot of money, and they're going to be like, yeah, okay.
Right. I mean, if you're just a gazillionaire, I'm sure whoever you're marrying might expect it. But let me tell you about this bride that you definitely didn't want to suggest a prenup to. So a couple set to be married this weekend, they get into an argument over signing a prenuptial agreement that turned violent and resulted in the would-be bride's arrest for domestic battery. Investigators say that Molly Rose Hogan, 26, and a male victim were engaged in a prenuptials fight late this past Sunday night.
My point exactly.
Yep, in St. Petersburg, Florida. The victim told cops that Hogan grabbed him around the head and struck him on the chest, torso, back, and legs, causing multiple physical injuries. The attack, the man said, was prompted by a heated argument over signing a prenup. Mm-hmm. The victim attempted to escape from the defendant several times and was ultimately separated from Hogan by witnesses who corroborated his account of the incident. Police said one witness, who was the victim's brother, was bitten on the arms by Hogan as he sought to stop her from battering his brother. Alcohol appears to have been a factor in the 11:30 p.m. confrontation. An affidavit does not offer additional details about the prenup dispute or whether the wedding is still on. Hogan was arrested for domestic battery and simple battery for biting the witness and was booked into county jail on the misdemeanor counts. She was released from custody on her own recognizance. A judge ordered Hogan to have no contact with her prospective future husband or brother-in-law. She will be allowed a one-time visit to a residence in the company of the police to retrieve personal belongings. A wedding registry, however, remains open online, welcoming friends and family to join our epic journey. The registry seeks cash gifts to help pay for table centerpieces, a wedding cake, flowers, and an open bar. But
this motherfucker,
don't know if they're going to be married or not.
But he's asked for a prenup, and then they want cash to help pay for the bar.
Yeah, go figure that.
Kind of fucking prenup.
Seems to me like he might have some money. But here's the thing: at least he found this out before he he got married.
No, I mean, I know.
Ready to throw hands.
I can't back the boy up on this one because unless you're a billionaire and you promise them like $5 million if we get divorced or some shit.
Yeah.
I just don't, I've been married. Yeah. And I just don't think I'd ever have the balls to be like,
you signed
may I have your hand? You be my wife forever? Oh, yes, yes, yes. And by the way, would you sign this fucking right now? Fuck you.
Yeah.
And so this happened, and I know prenups do happen, but usually they get in some kind of conversation. Prenup is only for the shit prenup, right?
Yeah.
It's not, if you go start a business together and you make it together, then.
Yeah, anything you make after you're married is a split anyway.
That's got to be something. I mean, let me ask you this. Have you ever been bitten? Nothing hurts as worse as being fucking bit.
I don't know that I've ever been bit.
Listen.
Well, not in anger.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah. I'm talking about my fucking drawing blood.
Maybe a little love, Mike.
I'm going to take it back to a kid story. So I was like, I don't know, maybe 7 or 8 years old. And it's kind of parents my dad did, right?
Yeah.
I know where my mom was at. But I bit my sister. And she wasn't told. My daddy called me in there, but I didn't bite her hard. I mean, yeah. Bit her, but I didn't draw blood and shit, right? And my daddy said, "Oh, you like biting the motherfucker?" He didn't say that, but he said, "You like biting?" He said, "Stick your arm out." And I stuck my arm out, and he told her, my sister, he said, "Now you bite him as hard as you want to." And that motherfucker bit down so hard, took a hunk out of my arm, and then he got kind of scared that I was going to have to go have stitches. To this day, I remember that. And I've been bit on fighting people on the job and stuff, but it was always through my clothing. So fuck that. I don't like to be bit.
Dang.
And then fucking might get some brucellosis or something.
Yeah, you definitely get brucellosis from that.
Get bit.
Look, I'll tell you this.
Once bitten, twice shy.
I never been bitten that I can recall in a fight, but I got in it was a kind of like a barroom brawl one time. I'm telling a lot of swim stories, but I'll tell you this one. Went out when I was about 18. Me and a couple buddies, we go to a bar. Something happened with the bouncers and one of my friends, and they're arguing. And my friend was an LSU football player, big dude. We end up outside, and the bouncers start beating on my friend. So I go over there, and I pull one of the bouncers, and him and I start going at it. I end up on top of him, and I'm beating his ass. He's getting it. But all of a sudden I got tired and I'm like, oh shit, I couldn't throw any more punches. And he was tired too, thankfully. But all I could think was I had my thumb sitting there and I was holding his head down and I just started gouging his eye. I remember. And I'm like, oh, and he's screaming like a little bitch. Anyway, long story short, I don't know why I didn't bite him, but I did try to gouge his eye out. And I know that hurt too because he sounded like he was in pain.
I'm like, fuck with my eyes or choking me either. Back to it, on duty on the four, that big meth head had me down. He's beat my ass.
Yeah.
And my radio was knocked off, and this scar right here, my nose, he has fucking long, dirty fingernails dug into my face, and that's the scars.
Yeah.
What he had to dug in my nose. And I thought I was going to have to shoot him because I was on my back. And the last second I reached up and I bit his fucking thumb off. Like, I bit him to the bone and he let go and whatever.
You do what you got to do in a fight.
You do what you got to do. And biting, don't do it.
That's it.
I don't like nobody touching my neck either.
Maybe
I was choked to death in my life.
All right. It's possible.
Let me tell you this one. We're going to end on this one. This is an absolutely horrible story. Came out on July 22nd. So there was a girl, 12 years old, smothered an 8-year-old cousin to death following an argument over an iPhone.
Gosh.
And the victim was identified by her mother as Demaria God, I hate him to mess that up. Demeri Hollinsworth. A 12-year-old, I'll just tell you the story. 12-year-old girl is accused of smothering her 8-year-old cousin to death in her bed following an argument over an iPhone. Now, District Attorney Frederick Gee says the 12-year-old, who is about to turn 13, has been charged with first-degree murder and tampering with evidence. District Attorney says police obtained home surveillance footage that shows the girl using bedding to suffocate her cousin, who was sleeping on the top bunk of a bunk bed they had been sharing in a home in Humboldt, Tennessee. After the 8-year-old died, the suspect, whose name was not released, cleaned up the victim and positioned her body, according to the DA. So I consider this to be one of the most disturbing violent acts committed by either an adult or juvenile that my office has prosecuted. Prosecutors have filed a motion to charge a 12-year-old as an adult.
Mm.
That's crazy. The 8-year-old mother's identified her daughter, I already told you that, as Demeri Hollinsworth, and said that the girls had gotten into a fight over an iPhone. She said Demeri liked to read books, go swimming, play outside, ride her bike every day, play with the kids in the neighborhood, and play with my friend's kids. And this is what a neighbor said. And then the mom said, my baby was sweet. Wow.
How was the
12?
The one being charged.
12.
And she's being charged as an adult?
Adult.
Wow.
First degree murder. That's death penalty. Yeah. I mean, well, I don't know.
You think Tennessee that'll fly?
And I thought, no. Well, but they said, you know, that she did it, but then she cleaned up the scene. So, I mean, she positioned the body and cleaned shit up.
Yeah.
And it's all on surveillance cameras. Jim Chapman says you're on camera somewhere.
You want to say, yeah, that's right. That's several times a day.
Not a camera you want to be on. No. Nope. God rest the 8-year-old soul.
Jesus Christ, man. That's crazy.
That's all I got.
Any final thoughts?
Congratulations, Ryan Loader, for the big W last night.
That's right.
You got that win. So we'll keep y'all updated. And I really want to have him on one day to
That'd be
tell
awesome.
A story.
So yeah.
When he can find time.
Yeah.
Out there whipping ass.
That's right.
Him Love and appreciate it.
Him and Valentina.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. 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 Ryan. I might have to set that up.
Set it. But man, yeah. You freak me out if Valentina's right? on the phone.
Yeah, I bet you he'd get on the phone.
Absolutely.
We'll check that out.
So. All right. Well, we love and appreciate all of y'all. Please continue to share and please continue to listen to us. We love telling y'all the breaking news every day in the crime world.
Absolutely. Keep sending your stories and to all that of you that have. We appreciate you and everything else.
That's right. Until next time, I'm Jim Chapman.
And I'm Woody Overton.
Your host of Real Life, Real Crime Daily. Peace.
How do people feel about getting Big Fitness Energy at Planet Fitness for $15 a month? They feel as thrilled as a kid the first summer they're tall enough to ride the roller coaster. That's right. When you join Planet Fitness right now, you get access to tons of equipment and free fitness training in a clean and spacious club. Don't wait. Join the judgment-free zone today for that all-day energy. Download the free Planet Fitness app and join today for $15 a month.
Hurry. Deal ends September 12th. Join today for $15 a month.
See Home Club for details. How do people feel about getting Big Fitness Energy at Planet Fitness for $15 a month? They feel as thrilled as a kid the first summer they're tall enough to ride the roller coaster. That's right. When you join Planet Fitness right now, you get access to tons of equipment and free fitness training in a clean and spacious club. Don't wait. Join the judgment-free zone today for that all-day energy. Download the free Planet Fitness app and join today for $15 a month.
Hurry. Deal ends September 12th. Join today for $15 a month.
See Home Club for details.